Hello, so I am encoding on another machine and it is driving me crazy. I upgraded my computer, everything's supposed to be better, and it's actually about the same, if not worse. But this should not be about my problems. I'm just really tired of the uphill thing. Anyway, so the question is, what do we talk about today? What can we talk about that isn't revolving around the woe is me concept? Maybe about being grateful for our very existence, considering the fact that, like, you could be a stump, you know? Could have had both your arms and legs blown off in some horrible accident. Or, you know, maybe talk about kids. Kids are a very good topic for someone who, you know, everybody knows I'm a parent, pretty much. That's basically the worst thing that could ever happen to a person. Like, not kids, bear with me. No, like, as a parent, like, imagine your bills, they're hard to pay, or your car just broke down, or whatever. But then imagine, like, the idea of, like, losing a kid to SIDS, you know? How do you deal with that? What would you compare to that, you know? Like me personally, I would trade everything for the life of a child. If you held a gun to my head and you said, "Hey, I'm gonna pull this trigger on either you or the child," what do you say? I'd be like, "Fucking kill me, dude." Like, I don't. This is what's so funny about life, and it's so frustrating about life at the same time, is we find a way to come up with problems. You know? We want this house, right? The house is so beautiful, so amazing. If I get that house, everything will be better. Then we get the house. Oh, but I want to be famous. I want to be famous now that I have this house. I want to be famous. If I get famous, everything will be better. Suddenly, you're getting 100,000 views, pure video, pure video on YouTube. Well, now I want millions of dollars. If I get millions of dollars, I'll finally be happy. You get the millions of dollars. All right, I'm just gonna hang myself. Like, I'm so bad at appreciating life. I'm one of the worst. Absolute worst. I'm always afraid of, you know, poverty or some shit. I can't just be happy for 5 minutes, you know? And this is a common problem. It's said to be an American problem. We're like taught to want more. You know, we don't need the new Apple Watch. We don't. We have the old Apple Watch. It's just as good. We don't even need a fucking watch. We have a phone with a clock on it. You know? But yet we still want it. We want more. Water is too boring. I want something that's flavored and liquidy, not just regular old stupid liquid. This bread is fucking dumb. I want butter and garlic on it, stat, motherfucker. 'Cause otherwise, fuck this. I'm not happy. It's amazing. I want to change. I'm so sick of this. I want to be happy. I want to just be glad with the shit I have. You know? I want to be like, "Whoa, I have a car." You know, there was a time when I was a kid and I would literally pray to God for a girl to fall on me. I was like 10 years old. I was like, "Please, God, give me a lady. I want a beautiful lady." I wanted like a developed woman too. I set my standards high, you know, for a 10-year-old. But I wanted a developed woman to just fall in my bed and I'd just be like, "Bleh," you know? That was my goal. That was my greatest ambition in life. Now look at me. I want like, you know, $900,000. That's what I want. Because I think I could survive for a very long time, maybe not forever, but a very long time off $900,000. And then I could just do whatever I wanted with videos and so forth. I just wouldn't have to care anymore. And another question is like, what would I do if I had all the money in the world? What would I do if I was completely and utterly fine? I'd fucking make videos. Of course I would. I get so fucking bored just sitting around playing games or doing household chores. Those are good and great, but every day I'd want to end it. I'd be like, this life is so mundane. What's the point? So I'm like, I should make videos. I should create things and then laugh at them. That's what I'd be doing. So why, my question, if I'm making it by, am I not in a blissful state? Because I'm actually like really, really in a good idealistic place for myself. Like, I think that this is amazing. Once upon a time, I didn't have a single fucking follower on MySpace or whatever it was. Nobody gave a shit about me. People know my name now. People know who I am. How? How did I even get here? By working like an obsessive maniac and sucking some dick, like sucking up to some people back in the day when I thought like people were worth sucking up to. I used to think that so many people were so great, you know? Like, you look at these idols and you just think, wow, what an amazing guy or what an amazing lady. And then you meet them and everybody's so fucking real. Like, real as in, ugh. Most everybody, not everybody, but most everybody I meet, like, when I say real, they're like that asshole you hate in high school, you know? That's what I mean by real. Like, they're so uninteresting or otherwise covered in cracks and flaws, and they're selfish and they're fucking deceptive. You know, you meet these people and you're like, good God, I was a fan. Now I met you and you're all evil and shit. You turns out you're fucking the most selfish people I've ever met. You know, try not to meet a YouTuber or try not to meet a celebrity. They got there because they think, oh, everyone wants to look at me. I'm special. Everybody's going to love me. Me, 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 me. You know? And it's a curse. You know, you call a YouTuber a narcissist, you're probably not that far off. People call me a narcissist. I always put myself front and center. I stare at myself every day for hours. It's a nightmare. Okay? I'm surprised I'm not more fucked up than I already am. But what I love is that I can actually see these things and say, oh, fuck, I'm that. Shit. I'm out of control. But so many people, like, I want to talk to you guys about something real quick, okay? I was talking to this girl the other day, family member. And she was saying, like, Republicans and Democrats are the same. And I was like, oh, what are you talking about? She's like, well, they're both very passionate. They're like a U. They meet at the bottom. And independent people are kind of in the middle. And I'm like, okay, so independent people aren't passionate? She claims that independent people are not passionate. And I'm like, weren't you the person? I didn't say this because I didn't want to trigger her. But I was like, weren't you the person who the last time we talked about this fucking freaked out on me because I was mad at you for voting independent? I kept smiling. I was like, oh, so you voted fucking independent. So you want America to burn, huh? And she went on this thing like, if we don't vote independent, then what's the fucking point? Because nobody represents that part of our fucking economy. And, you know, if you're not going to vote for your true values, you're just a fake blah, blah, blah. And that's an idealistic point. It's great, right? But if you're guaranteed to lose the race, why? Why even show up to vote, you know, if you know for a fact that your vote will be ignored, you know? Don't do it. Vote for the guy who's going to most closely value or match your values, you know? Let me put it to you this way. One person is going to kill your gay cousin. Another person is not going to kill your gay cousin. But you also like people who love cats. So you vote for the person who's not going to win, who's not going to stop the person from killing your cousin. Your gay cousin, right? Not going to stop that. But you vote for them because they like cats. Both these other people are going to stop others from killing your gay cousin, right? But one of them likes cats and has no chance in the election. But because they like cats, you're going to vote for them. That's how the independent party works. And that's why people who vote independent are pretty much fucking stupid. Like, seriously, why? Why waste your time? Anyway, so I talked to her about, you know, the passion. I was like, you had passion. She literally, like, walked away from me angrily because I said that her vote was wasted and that it was really silly to vote independent. You know, I'm smiling the whole time. I'm being my typical, like, a lot of you have never met me in person. But I do this thing where I smile when I disagree with people. I do it. I do it a lot. And then people come and so they say, like, for instance, I think it was like 10th grade or something. My typography or whatever typing class is called. My type teacher said that I came off as someone who thinks she's better than everybody. And I'm like, well, why'd you get that impression? She's like, it's the way you talk. And I'm like, how do I talk? And she says, oh, I mean, it's the way you walk and carry yourself. And I'm like, well, how do I walk and carry myself? And then she says, actually, I literally don't remember what she said after that because I'm so above her. I'm just kidding. But I don't remember what she said. I think she kind of stormed off or something. But point being, I'm very condescending or I look very confident or whatever when I'm getting in arguments with people. So I'm not like raging angry at her or anything, but she's got like bloodshot eyes and she's like getting red faced. She's so mad, this independent person, you know, who's not part of the system. And we, as a lot of people, you know, a lot of people in society, maybe the majority of us, we like to fantasize about how we're better than others. Specifically that, oh, we're so calm, we're so cool, everyone else is crazy, I'm perfectly sane, when it's simply not accurate, right? And I know that this doesn't, in this specific context, it applies in other contexts. I lose my cool in other contexts. But in this specific situation, when I'm talking to someone right in front of me about a disagreement, I tend not to lose my cool. And I know I don't because I feel the smile on my face. I hear the tone that I'm speaking. And I also know that the other person's getting very, very angry. Like, do you ever get that feeling when you're afraid to say anything because the person's about to blow up at any second? So you kind of just like nervously smirk and sit there hoping nothing else gets even worse? Yeah. Well, that's me talking politics. Like, there was this one lady, I was saying that Trump-rama was, predator to women based on his own voice recordings, right? What he admitted. And this person I'm talking to, this Republican, screams, I was raped! We're at a gathering, you know, there's lots of people around, and they scream it. And I'm just like thinking, why did you just tell me that you were raped? Like, why did you just tell everybody here that you were raped? And if you were raped, why did you vote for the guy that doesn't give a shit about your rights? You know, like that guy is like, oh, I talked about molesting women, but it was just locker room talk. Ha ha ha. So funny to talk about me literally attacking women, right? Anyway, I guess what I'm saying, long story short, is Sesame Street isn't that bad of a show. It's been going on for a long time and you guys should all go watch it. And celebrities suck. And everyone's just as boring as you and me, or worse than, maybe evil. Everybody's evil. So don't idolize people. Don't think they're amazing. I met Cuba Gooding Jr. Not really. He walked up to the car I was in and said hi. I met lots of celebrities, you know, Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson, Tay Zonde. I met quite a few, and everybody sucks. let me see. Okay, so I met David Hayter. He's the voice of Solid Snake from Metal Gear. He's a cool guy. Like, he was really great. He made me blush. He was an amazing guy. But that's about it. So, you know, that's the world. Whatever you do, just try to be happy, you know, with the shit you got. Like, once upon a time, everything would be right in our world if we just got a new Nintendo. and that new game on Nintendo, everything would be perfect in the world. I miss that. That was a much more beautiful time.